Today's daf is Tainus, daf Chaf Beis. We are on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis toward the two-thirds of the way down, about 12 lines up to the bottom, where the Gemara says, Abba Umna. We are in the sugyas of various stories, the greatness of a number of the Tanaim and the Amoraim. We just had a couple of stories of Gzeiras Tainus, when one of the Amoraim made a Tainus, and they questioned that Gzeira, and they defended themselves. Rav Yehuda defended himself, and Shmuel defended himself, v'chulu, and Rav Nachman defended himself, talking about the types of Gzeiras that were made. So now we have another story. Abba Umna havi asi le shlama mi misifta derakia kol yoma. Every day, Abba Umna, Abba a doctor. Umna literally means a bloodletter, but that's a lot of what doctors did in those days, that they bloodlet the patients. That was part of the health regimen of the time. So Abba the Gemara talks elsewhere about the proper days to be bloodlet and other aspects of bloodletting. The Gemara even discusses bloodletting an animal. Are you allowed to bloodlet a carbon? If you see a carbon is in danger, is b'sakana. So Abba Umna, it was Abba Umna Avi Asli, so he was given shalom from Shamayim every day. Every day Abba Asli came out and said, Shalom Aleichem, to Abba Umna. That's what he was zochet to, every single day. Ula Abaya, komali yoma deshapsa. Abaya received that greeting every Erev Shabbos. That's how he knew it was Erev Shabbos. Every Erev Shabbos, Shalom Aleichem from Shamayim. L'Rava, komali yoma dekipure. Rava was only zochet to that once a year, on Erev Yom Kippur. So these three individuals were zochet to the Shalom from Shamayim. The Karen Orah says here, it must be that they brought Shalom to many, and that is why they were zochet to Shalom from Shamayim. It says that's why Dafka, these three people, these individuals were chosen. V'zeo inyan hanitlas et tzadiki, ki b'shvil ma'aseyim atovim, shehirbu shalom ba'olam, b'schar ze asilu shalom avilam ala. It must be that's the reason. They were zochet. V'lazeh Abba Umna, machmez ma'asav ha'gdolim, shemein ribi ha'shalom. We'll see the actions of Abba Umna, Be'ez Hashem, in a minute. But because he brought such shalom and such serenity amongst people, that's why he was zochet to get it every day. Every day he was zochet to get it. Ma'isa elu heim gormin ribu ha'shalom. K'ma'isa Yosef, k'ma'isa Pinchas, he was given a bris shalom, right, this week's parsha, was a zochet to havi asi le'shlama mirakia kol yoma. That is why dafka, these people, were zochet. And he discusses Erev Shabbos, is also about shalom, bo'i b'shalom, ki tachlis ha'adam hu l'chaber ish ve'isha. Okay, so Karen Ora says these people brought shalom to the world, and that's why there was zochet to a greeting of shalom. So what did Abba Umna do that he was zochet to this every day? Says the Gemara, let's continue. Having a cholsha daiti da Abaya mishum da Abba Umna. Abaya got depressed. Abaya was a little upset. He says, this Abba Umna, this doctor, was zochet to the greeting every day, and Abaya, me, I'm the Rosh Yeshiva. I'm not Zochet, the great Abaya and Rava were secondary to Abba Umna. Amrulay, they said to him, Omatzis Lamevit Kuvdei. You can't imagine what he does. He has amazing actions. Umay Havi Uvdei, what did he do? And why couldn't Abaya do this? Why wouldn't Abaya be able to do this? So the Marshal explains, because it was inappropriate for the Rosh Yeshiva to be involved in bloodletting. So even if he would decide to go into the field, but he couldn't. It wasn't appropriate. Everybody has their avod and their tachlis. So what did Abba Umna do? The chiyavi avid milsa, when he was involved in healing, when he was used to bloodletting, havi machas gavri lucha v'dashi luchud. First of all, he kept everybody in a tznius fashion. He kept the men in one area, the women in another area. The isle levusha, he had a certain type of beged. The ispe karna, the havas bezia ki kusilta, that there was a type of suction, a type of instrument that was used for bloodletting that was attached to a beged that had a little slit in it, so that everything was covered except the area of the bloodletting. Ki havas asile itza, when a woman used to come to him, havi mal bishla, he used to clothe her with it, ki hechi dolodistakoba, so that they wouldn't be mistakel, he wouldn't see any of her nakedness, any of her erva that he wasn't supposed to see. Again, this is a very important Lamaisa Gemara in terms of doctors, in terms of a man or a woman treating the other gender, must take all the precautions, if possible, to keep the tsnius, keep the decorum in the room and keep appropriate measures and behavior in the room in order that the patient has their own state of affairs guarded upon and protected upon. Again, obviously not only legally, but halachically. And this Gemara just emphasizes that even Bisman HaGemara, this was an important element. So Abba Umna, he created this clothing, and he used to use that to cover the woman. V'isle Duchta, and also besides that, he had a place, Me'avroi, outside, the Shadi Beit Pshiti the Shakil, that he always used to throw any money that he took as payment. He said just everything used to go into this room. The Islay Shadi Bey, whoever had money to pay, he would just say, just throw it in that room. The last Leilo Mitzvah, so whoever didn't wasn't embarrassed because he didn't even know who paid and who didn't pay. He just said, everybody put your coins into that area, right? He never knew. Kiavi Mistrami, late servant Meir Rabbanan, and even when a Talmid Chacham used to come, Agra Minelo Shakal, he never made them pay. And what happened to Basar Tekoi, and after he saw them, Yoav Leipshite, he used to give them money. The Amalei Zil Bari Nafshach, he used to say, go heal yourself. Take care of yourself, and take what you need. Yom Achad, Shadar Abaya Zuga de Rabban El Mivdeke. It seems like Abaya was still impressed but unimpressed. He wanted to check him out. Let me make sure somebody who's Zoche. Maybe not in a bad way, just somebody who's Zoche to get a Shalom Aleichem from Shemayim every single day. I have to see this person. So he sent others to check him out to see just how great he was. L'mivdakei, Ozvinu, so what happened? He gave him a place to sit, V'achlinu, V'ashkinu, gave him a place to eat, gave him a place to drink, gave him food and drink, U'machlu, Bistarki, Balalya, and they stayed there overnight, and he, Abba Umna, took woolen ornaments and folded them under them at night so they have a place to sleep on. Basically gave them a nice sleeping bag. Let's stop for the next morning. What did they do? Karchinhu vishaklinu vikamu. They rolled up what they had been sleeping on and they took it and they left. They acted like an oven. Vinafki luhu lishuka, and they went out to the marketplace for Ashkachinu and they found Abba Umna. Amalei, and they said to him, L'shaimi mar hechi shavu. They showed him the folded garments that he had given them, but they pretended as if it was theirs. And they said to him, you know, how much do you think these cost? How much do you think these are? Amalei hachi v'hachi, he says, this much, so it's such and such. Amalei v'dil v'shavu tvei. Maybe they're worth more. And by the way, you want to buy them from us? They're ours. Maybe they're worth even more. Amalei, he says to them, no, they're not worth more. Ba'achi shaklinu, that's as much as I bought them for. Meaning he recognized that it was the same ones or the same type, but he didn't get angry. He just said, no, it's not more, because that's as much he's just saying the reality. Amalei, so they said to him, they saw that he was in control, they saw that he didn't accuse them. So they say to him, didach nihu, they're really yours. V'shaklinu minach, we took it from you, right? We were just testing you. Basically, to see, you know, how you reacted. Amrulei, Amrulei, b'matusa minach, b'maychasha tinun. By the way, what were you thinking when you first saw us with these, Rashi says, tachshite tsemer. What were you thinking? What was going through your mind? Amrulei, he says, I knew they were mine, but amina, pidyon shvuyim ikluhul rabbanan. I thought you great rabbis were on your way to do pidyon shvuyim, on your way to rescue some captives. And you were too embarrassed to tell me explicitly that you needed money for pidyon shvuyim. Why were you too embarrassed? Rashi says maybe there were some of their family members. And therefore, it might look like, you know, they want to get extra just for their own. So that's why you didn't want to tell me explicitly. So that's why you took my stuff, I figured, in order to sell it to me. And in that way, indirectly, you'll show me how dire the situation is. And therefore, that's what you did. That's what I was thinking. I was thinking, though, that you were ultimately using it for pidyon shvuyim. Amrulei hashta, but that wasn't true. They were just doing it to test him. But that's what he was thinking. Amrulei hashta nishkalinu mar. They're like, okay, well, you're an unbelievable tzaddik, so here's your stuff back. So Amar Lahu, he said, no. Miahushaita aschatinu midatai, let's talk up. I've already had Yeush on it. I've already had Hezekadas from it. I don't want it back. In my mind, it was already used for tztaka. And I already, so give it to tztaka. Give it to tztaka. I can't have it. Unbelievable. Yeush. A yeush under false pretenses. Is that halachic leish? Was this lifnim mishuris adin? Pashas it was. Pashas, this was a hezach hadas betos. He was such a great tzaddik, but really it was his. And the conditions that he was thinking and assuming were not true. So Pashas, he could have kept it, even though he felt that he had a hezach hadas. Gamash Malon, the Gemara said that he was such a great tzaddik that he didn't keep it in this circumstance. The problem with this, what these people did, these were servants of Abaya. The problem with this, what they did, the Sfasem is here notes, is that there's a Gemara. It's a Gemara Ba Metzia. The Gemara says in Maseches Ba Metzia that one is not allowed to steal for any type of reason, even if they don't plan on keeping it. You can't steal as a joke, the Gemara says. Samach Alef Mabez, right at the beginning of Ezeho Neshech, the fifth parak. The Gemara says, Lo Tignov Almanas Lamekat, Lo Tignov Almanas Lashalim Desh Lamekefel. I'm not allowed to steal on condition, I'll steal and I'll pay you back, Kefel. You're not allowed to do that. One is not allowed to steal, Amanas Lamekat. What's Amanas Lamekat? As a joke, not seriously. Rashi quotes, Litzaer, to pain the other person. What exactly is Lamekat? Pashtus is, the simple interpretation of the Gemara is, what the Rambam says, and what Rashi seems to say, I have all intentions to give it back. I'm going to give it back, but I'm doing it as a joke. I take something from you as a joke. I want you to search for it. I want you to look for it. I want you to be in an upset state. I'll give it back to you in an hour. So that's Pashas what it is. That the Gemara says that's Osir. The Ritva can't believe that that's the case here, right there in Bava Metzia Samach Aleph. He says that's the case of a log signa of Amanas Lamekat. You know why the Ritva says it can't be? Because everybody does it. We all do that. We all play games with each other and take each other's pencils and take each other's to see what the reaction is going to be. It's fascinating. That's what the Ritva quotes. The Ritva says, Lo tegno abras lameika, Rabbeinu tam pirish, im kain, if the pshad is, well, first he quotes, pirish, kedei letzair lechaveiro bilvad, v'daito lehachzer lo. Right, he has in mind to cause pain to his friend, but he's going to give it back. Rabbeinu tam pirish, im kain, kol ha'olam ovrim b'lav zeh. If that's true, then everybody's violating this isser. How can that be? V'lo asa rachmanus, so the Rabbeinu Tam argues, the Rabbeinu Tam says, you know what the isser of Amanas Lameikat is? He rejects the chiddush that the other Rishonim say, so he comes up with his own chiddush. Amanas Lameikat means, v'lo asa rachmanus, ela kishadaito lak v'lo atzvo. No! You plan on keeping it here also. That's what's asser. If you plan on giving it back, that's not asser daraisa. There's no isser of Geneva daraisa if you plan on giving it back. But what's the chiddush of Amanas Lameikat? Where you're stealing it purely to pain the other person. Not because you want to get benefit from it and you're interested in the item. You're going to keep it. You're not going to give it back. That's what's daraisa. But the chiddush is that even if your kavana is only to pain the other person and not really because you want it, that's also usher. So the other Rishonim would ask on Rabbeinu Tam, well, of course that's usher. Why should your kavana in why you stole something make a difference? You don't need a pusik to tell me that that's usser. That's what they would answer back to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam would answer back, how can you say it's usser? Everybody does it. That's the nekudas of achlokas here. But the pashtus is, like other Rishonim, not like Rabbeinu Tam, that even if I have in mind to give it back, then it's not going to be usser. So if that is true, then the question is, how could the shluchim of Abaya here have stolen from Abba Umna, even if they have in mind to give it back, and they're going to fake it a little bit? Why? How can they do that? That's the question that the Sfas Emes asks here on our Gemara. Sfas Emes says, okay, we'll get back to Amanas Lamekat soon, but first he says Sfas Emes, Yesh lo tamua, lama ein ze bechlal lo signovu, Amanas Lashalim Kefel, Amanas Lamekat, the Efshar, says the Sfas Emes, it's possible, the Dafke kisher roche she yisvadu habayilim, she nechzer mehemu bechlal geneva. Maybe it's only usur if part of what the ganav wants is for the bialim to realize that it's missing. That's what it's geneva. But if I took something, but I am going to let you know right when you realize, in that same moment, mashekin acha lo hayazman sheyizvadalo, that he wasn't 100% sure that it was his. He saw something that looked like his, but they were about to tell him. They mechziru lo kodem sheyizvadalo sheyizvadalo sheyizvadalo. He didn't have time to go home and check. Lahachi Shari, that's why it was mutter, because there was no time in this situation for him to even realize. And he talks a little bit more about this. He says, Sarachi and Ladina, whether this is appropriate, Luli de Bestafina. He gives a different shot of the Gemara. Okay, so that is the that is that. The Ksos in Shin Mem Ches, where this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Gode Vamnasla Mekat has the following question. Falech Hakira, which gets to the root of Gone Vamanas Lomekat. The Ritva, the Ksos quotes the Ritva. He quotes it from Rashid Bukubetzes. In Bava Metzia, we have it from the Ritva. Says the Ksos, after quoting this Ritva, Im Kain, Maishna de Maisa Bechol Yom, Riley Zarbazeh. He says, first of all, so what that is Maisa Bechol Yom? So what, Rabbi Tab's Taida? You have to be Zayir. If it's something that the Torah says is Usher, a lot of times people do something and it's not allowed. But then he has, Vinista Pakti, he has the following suffix. Begoni Vamanas Lamekat, Imhavi Le Din Gan of Mamish, Lehischayev Baonsin, Onema Kiva de Bedaito Lahashivo, Veena Ose Ela Amanas Latsaro, Lesha'a, He de Isura Ovid, Aval ein bo din ganav lischayev ba'onsin. Fascinating question of the Ksos. The Ksos notes, get to give background to the Ksos. Geneva has many aspects to it. There's what we call the Maisa Geneva, the act of Geneva. There's what we call the Isser of Geneva, the Aveira of Geneva. Those two sometimes can be separated. There are Kinyani Geneva. The Kinyanin, the ganav is kone it. Even though he's not interested in being koned. The Tosfos says in Baba Kama, Betherish. The God of his nichnas tachas abaylim for various halachos. There are kinyanim that are the ganavs, even if he's not interested in it. There are chiyuve geneva, obligations. When a ganav steals something, that he has chiyuvim, right? Whether he likes it or not. So there's the maisa geneva, iser geneva, kinyani geneva, chiyuve geneva. Does every case of geneva have all of these elements or not? The Rishonim discussed in Sukkah, Karka ain't an exelis. We're not being mechalik now between Gedeva and Gezela. Karka cannot be stolen. So what does that mean? You can't steal Karka because it doesn't move. So what if I go over and force you off of your land? And I surround it and I'm planting on the land. So what does that mean, Karka ain't an exelis? There's no Kinyani Geneva, let's say. But is there a Maisa Geneva? Is there an Isser Geneva? So the Stifler in Mesech HaSukkah, the third parak, the Lova Gaza discusses this. He says, yeah, there's an Isser Geneva. There's an Aveira of Geneva, even by Karka. Even though Karka didn't exile us, but you did an Aveira. Is there a Maisa? That's more unclear. But sometimes these could be isolated. What about a Shoel Shalomi Da'as? What if I borrow something without permission? Gemara says, Harei Hu Gazlan. It's a Gazlan. What if I'm Sholeach Yad V'Pikadon, all the quasi Gazlanim? I have something that I'm watching for you. I'm supposed to watch it, but I use it without asking you. So I'm considered a Gazlan. Is that for all intents and purposes? Is there a Maisa Gazela there? You gave it to me willingly. Now I'm using it. But you gave it to me. So is there maybe there's no Maisa Gadeva there. But there's an Issa Gadeva. There are Kinyani Gadeva. So that's the closest question here. Go Deva Manas Lomekat. Are you Chayv and Onsen? I have an answer. What's he asking? I understand the Gemara says that there's an Isser Geneva here and a Maisa Geneva here, but maybe there's no Chiyuv Onsen in this regard. That's the Ksos's question. Is this another one of those that you can isolate some of the factors and not have all of them? And what does he quote? What's an example that he quotes? He quotes, look at the Shizbuk Kubat says at the end of a Mafkid, what he talks about, Shlichus Yad. He talks about Shlichus Yad there, using something that is not yours. And he says that sometimes you can have a case where there are no otsin. Mashma debedish ta'alma eno chayb otsin in bigbi abaras l'shalim because you go to abaras l'meikat va'akati tzarech iyun. He doesn't have a good hold on that question. But again, that's the question. That's the issue brought up here regarding gonev amanas l'meikat. I've quoted in the past that it's interesting that the Gemara, the Achronim point this out. The Gemara only discusses gonev amanas l'meikat and not gozel. Amanas Lomekat, which goes to a root issue in Meruba, the seventh Berakah Baba Kama. Are there differences between Geneva and Gezela in terms of the Mechayev? The Rambam, amazingly, in Sefer HaMitzvos, when he discusses Geneva and Gezela, in Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam lists off, has one little paragraph about every mitzvah. And not like the Sefer Chinuch, which is longer about every paragraph. He has more halachos. The Rambam mentions very few halachos. One or two halachos related to every mitzvah. By Geneva, he quotes, Goneva Manas Lomekat. that somehow symbolizes and reflects the nature of Geneva. And by Gezela, does not quote Amas Lameikat, maybe it's not even Usser. Amas Lameikat, Gozel Amas Lameikat. But what does he quote? You don't get Malkus because it's a lav, Hanita Litashlumen. That's what he quotes in Sefer HaMitzvahs by Gezela. He doesn't mention, that's true by Geneva too. He doesn't mention that though. The Rambam seems to be trying to categorize Geneva versus Gezela. Go to Amas Lameikat, you're going to give it back. That highlights the Maisa Geneva. Geneva, this is what Reb Chaim says. Geneva is all about the Maisa Geneva. And that's what the Rambam quotes, Goneva Manas Lameikat, in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Gezela is all about the Hefsin Mammon that you're causing the other person. That's why Amanas Lameikat, you're not causing any loss. You're going to give it back in an hour. But the focus is that it's Nitan L'Tashlumen. And that's why you're not going to get Malkus, which defined it as, that it defines it as being about the Hefsin Mammon. Either way, that's a big topic. Just to allude to it, because that came up here on the daf. Okay. First wide line, finishing up this story, when Abaya hears about, heard about, remember, Abba Umna, he was upset, because Abaya only received a greeting from Shemayim every Erev Shabbos, and Abba Umna had it every day. But not only that, Havikacholsha Daiti Derava Mishum Da Abaya. Rava also was upset and depressed, because he only had a bas kol once a year on Erev Yom Kippur, and Abaya had it every week. Imrulay, they said to him, Rava, calm down. Mistayach, isn't it enough for you to come magnus akula kracha? In your schus, you protect your entire city. So don't be so upset. That's other people. Everybody get what they need, and everybody get what's appropriate for them. Your schus protects the whole city, so you should be happy with that schus. Period. Rabbi Broka Choza'a. Avishriach Beshuka Depe Lefet. He was commonly in the marketplace of Elefet. Havishchich Eliyahu Gabay, and he always happened to meet Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi happened to be around there, and he always used to have him in conversation. Eliyahu HaNavi was always around. He's always amongst people. So the Magen Meisharim, Magen Meisharim was Rabbi Yosef Kairo's sefer that he wrote from his conversations that he had with a Malach, a special Magid, and he wrote the Magen Meisharim based on those conversations. I'll say to Parshias is written in a challenging Aramaic. But there, if you look in Parshas Bereishis, he writes that there are three levels of Gilui Eliyahu. Three levels of Gilui Eliyahu. Right? Many Gemaras have Eliyahu Navi appearing on the scene. Right? We just had him a couple of days ago. Right? We had him in the story of Nachamish Gamzu, where he came and appeared as one of the generals of the Caesar who gave the idea, try out the sand. And see if it's going to change into the arrow. That was actually on yesterday's daf. Says the Magen Meisharim, there are three levels. Number one, Eliyahu HaNavi appearing in a dream. Sometimes you have that. Number two, appearing in a story, but not directly communicating with the person involved. And number three, actual communication. Three levels of Gili Eliyahu. Number one. Number two, the Chassam Sofer writes in a tshuva, I didn't bring it this time, but a Chelek Vav, we've quoted it in the past, that Eliyahu HaNavi appears in two different ways in this world. He appears in his ruchnius way and his gashmius way. Most of the stories that we have, like here, Pashas is the gashmius way. Meaning, he garbed himself again in his guf. His guf, the Gemara says, never went above 10 amos. The Gemara talks about that in Sukkah. His guf somehow stayed. He never died. Right? He went up in a chariot of fire. The Sukkim describe in Sefer Malachim. He never died. Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come back. Lasse Lava also. He's going to be the Mavaser. The Mashiach is going to come. So Eliyahu HaNavi never died. When he comes to a bris, he does not in his guf. That's how he can be at 30,000 brisim at the same time. Right? Even in different places of the world. Because he's not in his guf. Right? That's his whatever it means. His spiritual state could be there. That's why we don't see him. And that's how he comes to every Seder. When we have Koshel Eliyahu. He comes because he's in his spirit, he's in his neshama. But many stories in Shas, Pashas, he's in his guf. He goes back into his guf and he appears. And various gedolim throughout the ages have declared that they have had Gili Eliyahu. Gili Eliyahu, there's a story about Rav Chaim Stein during the World War II. It's quoted by many that he had a Gili Eliyahu. But that's in the guf. So here too, it's a story that Pashtas, he's Broka Choza, so Eliyahu HaNavi in the marketplace, they started talking to him like a regular person. Amarle, like second daf and Shas, we already have Eliyahu HaNavi, right? Second daf and Shas, one of the Tanoim at Eliyahu HaNavi, who spoke to him about davening in a churva. So Amalei, he asks Eliyahu, Ika bai shuka bar alma da'asi? Anybody here going to Olam Haba? Anybody a bet Olam Haba in this marketplace right now? So the question is, what do you mean? Is anybody a bet Olam Haba? See, they go in Ashas, Ayin Torah Chayim in Sanhedrin. Right, what is the Torah Chayim in Sanhedrin? Kol Yisrael Yeshav Chelok Olam Haba. So what do you mean? Is there a ben olam haba here? Ben olam haba here. So two pshatim. Number one, the Taras Chaim there says, well, maybe there's a difference. What he meant by ben olam haba, somebody who's going straight to olam haba. Most of us have to take a little detour in the other areas in the spiritual world. Not straight to olam haba and gehenim. We have to be purged a little bit for our sins, be cleansed of our sins the first year. That's what we say, Kaddish, for 11 months. We're purged for our sins, and then we get to go to Olam Haba. His question was, is there anybody here going straight? Anybody here on the level that they're going straight to Olam Haba? Number one. Number two, the Shlach HaKadosh says that there are three categories. There's someone who is Nochel Olam Haba, someone Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelech LeOlam Haba, these aren't in order, and a Ben Olam Haba. Every Jew has a Chelech, yes. That's the lowest level, Pashtus. Every Jew has a Chelech. A ben olam haba, somebody who's more naturally there. He's a ben olam haba. That's not just a chelek. A nochel olam haba, maybe he's even more. So whatever these categories mean, but there are different ways that we connect at different levels that we reach in olam haba. So here he's asking him, is there a ben olam haba here? Meaning, is there anybody great? Omer lelo. So Leo Anavi at that moment says, no, nobody right now. Adahachivaki, meanwhile, Chazalu Gavra Davi Sayim Misani Uchbi, someone came in who was wearing black shoes, which was a non-Jewish type of behavior. Velo Rami Chutat Ischelta Beglime, and he wasn't wearing tzitzis, he wasn't wearing tchelas, he wasn't wearing the strings of tzitzis. Right, Rashi says, Lohitel tzitzis betaliso, because then they still had tchelas. Omar Lei, Hai Bar Alma Da'asihu, that guy over there! Who's wearing non-Jewish shoes and doesn't have tzitzis on his baged, he's a ben olam haba. Really. Rot basreis, he got up and he ran after him. Right, the bachid did one line that he called to him, he didn't answer him. He ran after him. Amrele by uvdech, what do you do? Tell me. Tell me a little about yourself. Amrele zila idna v'talamachar. I'm sorry. Go today, come back tomorrow. I'll tell you tomorrow what I do. He was in a rush. Lamachar amrele my uvdech. So the next day he asked him also, what do you do? Amar lei zandukna ana. I am zandukna, or zanduka. What does that mean? That is a jail guard. He was a jail guard. And I keep the men and the women in separate jail cells, even though sometimes jails are very, are places where a lot of zrus takes place and inappropriate behaviors, but he made sure he gave the men and women a different size. V'ramina purai bein hani lahani. I put my bed, I mean not only during the day, even at night, I put my bed right in between. Kihechi lalais v'dei yisura. So no yisurim take place. Kihazida bas yisrael. And sometimes when I see a bas yisrael, the yahavi nachrim Allah einayhu, that I see the people there, the Nachrit, put their eyes on her. Right? Rashi says, Ba'ale Beis Asurim. Not Dafka, the other prisoners. The people who are in charge of the jail. Ba'ale Beis Asurim. So once I saw that, Masarna Nafshai, I'm always Moser Nefesh for her. Umasilnol, and I save her. I do whatever I can. Even though she might be in jail. Right? Even though she's in jail. Still. Yom Achad Havis Nara Marasa, Gabon. One time there was a young maiden by us, the Nachrim were going to get involved with her. Shakli Durdaya Dechamra, Vishadila Bishipule. I took some wine, some grapes, and I squeezed them onto her, the bottom of her dress. The Amris, they said, oh, Disanahi, she's Anida, forget it, she's Anida. Even they weren't interested in being with her when she was Anida. So he was able in that way to save her. Right? Anida, especially, again, even, in those days, but throughout history, right, that they are not attractive even to people who are involved in this type of behavior, you know, at that time of the month. The Ramban writes this, highlights this in Vayetze. Remember the Ramban in Vayetze? By Lavan and Rachel. Lavan comes in, back into Rachel's tent, and what does she say? Al yichar beinei adoni, ki lo uchal akumi panecha, I can't get up in front of you, ki derech nashimli. Derech nashimli. That's all she says. And basically, that's the end of the conversation. He walks out. He walked out. He didn't say anything. So the Rabban is bothered. Why don't you say a word? Why don't you say, okay, feel better? It's his daughter. Says the Ramban, Lo avinosi, ma hisnatzluzeh. What was this apology? V'chi ha'nashim, asher lohem ho'reach, lo yakumu v'lo yamodu. If women have a guest, they don't get up? They don't stand up? Ulay amra, maybe she just meant I don't feel well. Not that, derach nashimli. Ki rosha v'kveivar kfeidim olel, v'cholah b'baha areach. Maybe that's what she meant. Ki tein darka, that's the way many times, v'kol shekein, b'ma'atos aleda. Kerachal shademan mu'atin, v'reach yichamed aleim ha'od. Maybe in this case where she didn't have too many children yet. Said the Rabban, I don't think it was just sickness. I don't think it was just this time of the month that she didn't feel well. There's something deeper here. Ki hayu anidos b'yemei kadmonim ruchakos ma'od. In the days of old, when a woman was a nida, everybody stayed away from her. She was meruchak. That's the word nida means, separated. Ki chein shman me'olam, nida l'richukan. How do you say excommunicated? Menuda, separated. Ki lo yiskarbu el adam, lo yidabrubo. People wouldn't come close to them or even talk to them. Ki yadu akadmonim b'chachmasam, shehevlon mazik. Their hevel, their breath, was spiritually dangerous. V'chulu, and he talks about v'hayu yoshvas badad ba'ol lo yikayis ba'odim. She used to be in a separate tent by herself. Nobody used to be near her. K'mo she'eskiru rabuseinu be'braitsa shemasechas nida asur l'shol b'shloma shel nida afilu adibra yosvi pia hu tamei asur lidros al afara shutami kemeis v'chulu. That's the Ramban. So that's what's going on here too. Maybe distant enough, right? When they heard that, they left. Chassab Sofer writes that Bizman Azeh, obviously we don't treat Nida that way. Nida stays in the house, she doesn't have a separate tent, that we talk to her Nida and everything. So many of the ideas found in the early Chazals might not apply Bizman Azeh. Right? The question that Chassab Sofer was asked in Simen Chav Gimel, in Arachayim. In Arachayim, somebody asked him, do you have to be worried about what the Prichadash quotes in the name of the Sefer Mitzoos? That a Kohen who goes into the house where a woman is a Nida should not do Birchas Kohanim that day. And if he does, birchaso klala. And the prichadash is misayim, ein lefarsim davar zeh. That's what he says. So the Chassab Sofer says, well, before I answer the question, so you violated exactly what he said that you shouldn't do. You have been lefarsim it. You wrote me this tshuva. V'ini malus kodo avral, devar yatsimo, vari pirsimo. And then the Chassab Sofer says, we're not makpar on this bizman hazeh. We don't have any of these halachas. He quotes a Ravid in Maseches Tamid, but he quotes that we don't do this Bizman Hazeh. We do not treat a Nida as an Betamei Meis. Even then, it's very unusual. Where did he get this from? Because the Gemara says at Shabbos that Nida is Tamei like Avodah Zarah, but it's hard to say that any of the other comparisons should be true. So he says there's nothing to worry about a Kohen going in, the Chulu. Right? This also has to do with a Nida looking at the Torah in Shul, which the Shulchan Aruch discusses, and Bizman Hazeh we're not generally machmed for. But either way, this is the line that this Ben Olam Abba protected this woman. Amar Lei. So Rabbi Broka Chozah continued talking to him. So my time less lechachute. Why don't you wear tchelas? Why don't you wear tzitzis? V'ramis besadi uchmi, and you wear these non-Jewish looking shoes. Amar Lei, I lead a v'nafikna mibeni nachrim. I spend my whole day amongst non-Jews, but not stop amongst non-Jews. Therefore, I have to look like them. But because ki hechi dlolidi diudana, I don't want them to know that I am Jewish. Ki avigazik zeirasa, so that when they make decrees against the Jews, modana luhul rabbanan, I am able to tell the rabbis, ubo rachmi, and they daven, umavadli lixeiras ayu, and they're bavadli lixeiras. Meaning, I'm able to have an amongst the non-Jewish court, the non-Jewish area, and that's why this is how I dress. Not just because the person's embarrassed. No, this is how he dresses. Right, I just had a shiloh from someone. He's going to be on an airplane that's not El Al, that's not to Israel, he's going somewhere else. Is it okay to wear tefillin? Right, people are going to be worried and this and that. Is it in our day and age, no, you got to wear tefillin. To put a tefillin by mincha, not by shachris? No, you got to put it on. What everybody wears, all types of Indian garb, and all these other unusual things on their hand. We don't have to be embarrassed about what we wear. Again, and explain what we have to. Explain what we have to those flight attendants that might think it's unusual, and calm them down that it is nothing dangerous. Good, so that's what he says. This is what I did. I wore this I wear this to be able to keep my cover. Okay, well, make a comment. Let's first finish the story. Why yesterday did you tell me to come back today? Why didn't you answer me right away? At that moment, there was a gzeira, v'yamina, and I said, so I said, let me go first to tell the Rabbanan, and that they'll daven for this gzeira. So I didn't want to waste any time, so I went right away. Stop there for a minute. This concept of wearing the non-Jewish shoes is similar to a Gemara at the end of Merubah in Baba Kama Daf Pegimel that is much discussed by the Achronim, by the Beis Yosef, in Simen Kuf Ayin Ches. Simen Kuf Ayin Ches in Shulchan Aruch is the Simen about Uvachukoseihem Lo Selechu, not following in the ways of the non-Jews. So the Gemara in the end of the seventh verse of Baba Kama discusses the Isser of getting a non-Jewish haircut, what we would call a mohawk, of shaving the sides, saving one's payas, that's an Issa Daraisa, separate from Chuzayim Lo Selechu. But let's say I leave the payas, and then I shave on top, and I leave the middle line. That's called, and I leave it long in the back. That's called blurious. The Gemara says that is an Issa Daraisa of Chuzayim Lo Selechu. That's a non-Jewish haircut. But the Gemara then says, what about a certain individual who is Karov Lamalchus, someone who is related to the governmental officials, being involved in the governmental officials, and he has to wear malbushim like them, mutter bakol. Mutter. If somebody's karov lamalchus, somebody's in the government, and this is what's required in order to keep that position, so it is okay. Asks the Beis Yosef right here in Simei Kofayin Ches, if this is an Issa Daraisa, and it's not pikuach nefesh, so why is it allowed? Why is it allowed to put on these clothing? Says the Beis Yosef, two answers given to this question. I can just violate an Issa Daraisa just because of this tzorach. V'im tomar, kivet debi daraisa asiri, hanachmili, umilkanami loki alayu, heichaya koch b'yad chachamim, lahatir iser torah lakrovi lamalchus. Two answers. Number one, v'yesh lomar, demishum hatzolas Yisrael, leish koch b'yad lahatir. The case isn't not a person who's in a government. It's somebody who could really, like our story, who could save Klal Yisrael. The Kishiyesh Yisraelim Krovim Lamalchus Omdim Beperis Lavatel Agzeris. So that is number one. He quotes two other Gemaras, the Gemara in Tainus. He quotes our Gemara. Tainus Chavez. And then he quotes the Gemara in Me'ila, Dafyud Zayin. It's also Agzeris there that they went to Bimavatel. The Chulu. Number one. The Yod Yesh Lomar. And this is a very important answer. The Yod Yesh Lomar. Shahatorah Lo Pir Shadavar. The Torah didn't really explain the Isser of Uvuchu Koseyam Lo Selechu. The Torah just said, don't go in the ways of the non-Jews. Ela stump sasma, vikasva Uvuchu Koseyam Lo Selechu. And here's the three words, Umasra Hadavar Lachachamim. Boom. What the Gemara says about Melacha and Chol HaMoed, Rishonim and Achronim expand to use in various contexts. What's the principle of Umasra Hadavar Lachachamim? Usually we have a Din Daraisa. The Rabbanim explain what the Torah meant by the Din Daraisa, and then they can add on to what they think of the Din and Rabbanim added on to that Daraisa. But once in a while, we have a Din Daraisa that is totally left vague on purpose. And the Rabbanim have the rights to create the parameters of that Din Daraisa, not just explain what they think the Torah, right, what existed, to reveal to us what is clear in the Torah. No, nothing is clear in the Torah by these cases. Masra Kasal Chachama means the Rabbanan have the right to create the contours of the halacha. So that's what's going on here. What do we have that in a number of places? Not too many, but a number of places we have that principle. So here too, the Beis Yosef quotes it in this regard of Chuseim Lo Selechu. The Rabbanan decide, and they said, it was never included in the Isser when it's Karav Lamalchus, and therefore it is not a problem. Again, Chuseim Lo Selechu is a major topic. At the end, if we have more time, we'll talk about it. Just to mention one tshuva, this is the Thanksgiving issues. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Yoredea Chelek Aleph Simin Pei Aleph. Important to know what year was this question asked? Tavshin Yud Gimel, 1953. He was asked, is a Jew allowed to wear a suit? It's in Chuseim Lo Selechu, it's non-Jewish clothing. So Rav Moshe goes through the whole tshuva, the Maharik, Tosfos in Avodah Zarah. Lamais, obviously it's mutter. Rav Moshe says, first of all, if the non-Jews do something which is not a pritzus at all, and it also makes sense, It's a nice way of dressing. So there's no reason that this usser, number one. Number two, who says this is a non-Jewish way of dressing? Jews and non-Jewish suits started. Jews and non-Jews both started wearing suits. Was it a non-Jewish way of dress? And then Jews came up with it. No, it's a human way of dress. It's not a Jew versus non-Jew way of dress. So it's mutter, as Rav Moshe says. The only problem is going to be if there's a type of clothing that's not tznius, right? That would be a problem. But pashtus, there's no iser here, no iser, nothing to talk about. That's Rav Moshe. It doesn't wear suits, and it also includes wearing a tie. Rav Moshe says it's all mutter. Weiter. Continuing the Gemara, a couple of lines up from the two dots. Adahachi, meanwhile, Adahachi v'achi also out of Trey. Achi, two other brothers came into the marketplace. Amar lehanach na'vi b'nei amad asi ninu. And Rabbi Broka Choza was told by Eliyahu Navi, oh, these are also b'nei olam haba. Asa l'gabayu, amar lehu, mayob daichu. We went to ask them, nu, what do you do? Amru le inchi baduche anan. Very famous line. Right? We are people badchanim. We are jokesters. We are people who keep other people happy. Mavdechino natsivi. We make happy those who are sad. Inami, or Chazina betrayed the Islahu Tigra Badayu, or if there are two people that are fighting, we act like Aaron HaKohen, Tarchidon, Vavdina Lushlama. We make shalom between them, and therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very happy with that type of behavior. If Bnei Yisrael are Atsuv, the Shechid is Atsuv, so therefore they make everybody happy. That is an unbelievable, unbelievable Mida, to be someone who brings happiness to others. Period. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that there are certain types of plagues of Magephas, that wherever one is, one has to react and fast. Tanur Rabbanan, on Elam Asriyim B'chol Makom, one of these following items anywhere. Ala Shidafon, V'ala Yerashidafon, was the wind-blown plague of the crops. V'ala Yerakon, or another type of plague. V'al Arbe, V'chseel, grasshoppers attacking. V'al Chayara, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ala Shidafon, V'ala Yerakon, B'kal Shehu. The first two, any tiny amount. Arbe, V'chseel, Afilo Nira Be'eretz Yisrael, Ela Kanaf Echad, even if only one type of locust, that's it. Only one is seen, that's unready enough to be Masriya, because they're going to come. When there's a chayara, a wild animal, when there's something unusual, it's called mishulachas, it has been sent by God. Right, if something unusual, you can assume it's something from Hashem, and therefore you have to be masriya on it. Ain't a mishulachatz, but if it's something natural, something normal, ain't masriya on it, then you're not masriya. Ezu hi mishulachatz, ve'ezu hi she'ena mishulachatz, which is which, nireis ba'ir, if there's a wild animal that's seen in a city, that's very unusual. If there's a bear that comes into a city, mishulachatz. So that's from Hashem. Basada ain't a mishulachatz. By yom, if it's seen by day, mishulachas, because animals usually don't come out at night. They're scared by day. But laila ina mishulachas. Rasta shnei, well, the Gemara is going to talk about each of these phrases. But first, the Brisa says, Rasta shnei b'nei adam, if it sees two people, v'ratzdach harehem, and the animal runs after the two people. Mishulachas, it is unusual, because usually it runs away. Nechbeis mipneihem, if it hides, or it runs from them. Ain't a mishalachas. That's normal. Tarfa, shnei b'nei adam v'achla echad mayam. If it attacked two people but only ate one of them. Mishulachas, that is unusual. Achla shneiam ain't a mishalachas. But both of them, that's not. That's just an attacking animal. Also, lagag v'not latinok be'arisa. If it goes up on a roof, meaning if it climbs, that's also unusual. It takes a baby, rachmal islan. That is a mishulachas. That is a sent out. That is a sent out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have to react. So, now the Gemara says, Haguf Akasha, Amat Nirasa Be'ir Mishulachas, the first line says, if it's seen in a city, it is something unusual, said that by Hashem, Mashma, anytime in a city. Loshta Bayova, Loshta Balaila. Even Balaila, it is unusual, because it's in a city. Vahadar Amr, but then it said, Bayom Mishulachas, Balaila, in a Mishulachas. So which is it? If it's in a city by daytime, right, is that, if in a city by nighttime, is that usual or not? So Lokasha, Hachi Kamar, Nirasa Ba'ir Bayom Mishulachas. If it's seen in a city by day, those are both unusual. In a city and by day. That's Mishulachas. Ba'ir Balaila, Eina Mishulachas. But if it's at nighttime, it's normal. Even if it's in a city. Inami Basada Vila Bayom. Or if it's in a field, even by day, Eina Mishulachas, because that's called normal. It is away from people. Next. Rasa Shnei B'nei Adam Rastach Harayim, Mishulachas. If it sees people and runs away. I'm sorry, runs after them. That is unusual. Ha'omedes eina mishulachas. Mashmeh, if it doesn't move, then it's not unusual. Eina mishulachas. V'hadar amrit, but then we have the opposite diyak. Nechbeis mipneim eina mishulachas. If it hides from people, then it's not unusual. Ha'omedes mishulachas. That is unusual. So which is omedes? We have opposite diyukim. So lokasha, kad besadas muchalagam, kad besadas yis muchalagam. If it's, it depends if it's next to a swampy area. It's next to its natural habitat. Meaning its natural habitat is going to be more comfortable. And therefore, even if it doesn't move, it doesn't run away, that's still going to be called normal. Tarfa shnei bnei adam ke'echad v'achla echad mehem mishulachas. Shneihem enim mishulachas. Again, if it eats both of its victims, that's normal. V'ya'amrit afilu ratzta. What do you mean? It says even if it runs after, it's called unusual. So what do you mean if it actually gets there? Amar apapa gitanahi ba'agma. Again, where it's next to the agam, or it's next to a swampy area, where it feels comfortable, so then it will be called normal. If you remember, we mentioned in the past Haggadah Shiurim and Shemos Shiurim that there's an extra phrase by Makas Arov. When it says that Hashem brought Arov to Mitzrayim, it says He brought the wild animals and the Gam Ha'adama Asher Heim Aleha, and also the land that they are on. So ask the Gra, what does that extra phrase mean? Hashem brought wild animals and the land that they are on. So the two pshatim, the most common pshat given, not only by the Gra, is the one that's related to this Gemara. And that is, animals act more ferociously when they feel comfortable. You might say the opposite, when they feel like, what's going on here? You know, and then they're attacking. But the Gemara here says, and that's what we'll go with right now, that if they're more comfortable, if they feel like they're in their own habitat, then they feel comfortable and they'll attack more. So Hashem wanted the animals in Mitzrayim to feel comfortable, so that they will attack. So he could have also made an ace that they'll attack even without their habitat. But what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He created their habitat in Mitzrayim. He created jungles and icebergs and whatever the natural habitat is of all Arov. That's what it means. He sent the Arov Esha Adama Shehem Aleha. That's one pshat given by a number of the Mefarshim. The Gra gives another pshat. The Gra says that there is one animal that's mentioned in a Mishnah in Kilayim and in Chulin that is attached to the ground. It's half animal, half ground. And it has a certain tube that it's attached to the ground, and that's like its umbilical cord to the ground. If it's cut, it dies, and it only has a certain radius where it can encircle because it's attached to the ground. So it says all wild animals are brought to Mitzrayim. So even this wild animal is brought to the Mizraim. The Adnei Asada. So even this wild animal. So that's why Hashem had to bring the earth with it that is connected to it. The Adnei Asada. Okay. Right. Fourth to last line. Gufa, also, mishulachas, if it climbed up to a certain height and Rachman al-Fat took a baby, that is unusual. That's mishulachas, pshita, it's pretty obvious. That's unusual. Amra papa, kikuche ditzaiti. No, it means even if you have these little huts in the field for the trappers of animals, which aren't so tall, and the animal climbs even up that, that's also included unusual, even if it's not a binyan kavua. When we talk about an attacking army going through, and you have to react to that, not only, of course, an attacking army that's at war, even if it's another nation that is not attacking you. It's Shel Shalom. They're just passing through. Even that you need tefillah for. She'en l'cha cheref Shel Shalom Yosef Yiparanecho. Because remember the story in Navi. Paranecho was not an attacking army. He was just passing through Am Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael. V'yafal pike nechshel ba HaMelech Yoshio. And still Yoshio was killed in that story. Yoshio HaMelech, one of the greatest tzaddikim. And yet he was killed. So it shows even a cheref. That's not at war, but it's so to speak peaceful, still could be dangerous. Even though Yeshua made a mistake here, but still, it could still be dangerous. Shneamar, where do we see this? The pasuk says, "Vayishlach elam alachim paranecho sent to Yoshio." Messengers, Leimar, Mali valach melach Yehuda. I don't have anything against you, King of Yehuda. Lo alecha to ayom. I'm not against you. Ki al beis milchamti. I'm going to fight a war, but I'm just passing through your land. Let me through. Valokim amar levaleini. Hashem said to me to go. Chadalacha me elokim asheri me. Right, don't interfere with the God that is with me. The Al Yashchi Secha. And I won't destroy you. Meaning, let's not go to war. Let me just go through your land. By the way, says the Gemara, my Elokim Asher Imi, what does that phrase mean? Don't interfere with the God that's with me, said Paranacho. Amar Yudam Arav, Zuvah Zara. That was a reference to his gods. I'm okay here, I have my gods, let me go past. Amar, but Yoshio says to himself, Ho'ova Kapatach Bavodah Zara, Yachil Nolei. It must be that if he's being Boteach in his Avodah Zara, it must be that I'm going to be able to defeat him. And therefore he stood up against him. He did not ask the Nevi'im what to do, he decided himself. And Rachman al-Aslan led the tragedy. The Yorim, the archers, speared Yoshio. Haviruni, take me away, ki achleisi ma'od. I'm sick, feeling I'm gonna die. Vay ki achleisi ma'od. Amar of Yudam Arav. Malamecha asu kal gufo b'kikvara. His whole guf was like a sieve, right? They pierced him so many times, Rachman al-Aslan. And therefore he died, he was killed in that battle, even though it could have been avoided. What did he do wrong? Yoshio was one of the great kings. He should have asked Yirmiyo what to do. And he didn't. My darash, he made his own drasha, based on the Torah. And the pasuk says in Bechukosai, there shall not pass a cherev in your land. That's part of the bracha. In Bechukosai. My cherev, what cherev is being referred to here? Ilei mecherev she'ena shal shalom, if it's a wartime cherev, v'aksivet asati shalom ba'aretz. It already says that you could have peace. So this phrase must be giving another bracha. El afilu shel shalom. Even a peaceful cherev must not come into your land. So he must have darshan that. V'hu eri yodea, he didn't know she'en dor adoma yafa. He didn't know that his door didn't deserve it. Remember the kina that we say? There's a kina that we say about the Yoshio HaMelech, that he was killed, but they used to have a Avodah Zarah on the backs of their doors. So when they opened the house, it wasn't visible. Yoshio sent messengers to uproot Avodah Zarah from the people. So when he sent messengers, they couldn't find it. But when the door was closed, it was on the back of the door. So he didn't know. He didn't know. He thought they were on a higher level, but he was wrong. Kevinicha Nafshe, and when he was dying, Chazi Yirmiyo Sifase Tekamarachshan. He saw that his lips were moving. Amar, Shema, Chas v'Shalom, Ilsa, Dlo, Mahagna. Maybe he's saying something inappropriate. Maybe he's saying something anti-Hashem. Amar, Agafsire. He's saying something because he's in so much pain. Gachin v'Shame. He leaned down and listened. Tukam Masikal Edin Anafshe. No, he was saying Tzidak Adin. Amar, Tzadiku Hashem. Kipiu Marisi. Hashem is righteous. I didn't follow proper behavior. Pasach alei ushaita and Yirmiyahu Hanavi said, right, he wrote Eicha, Ruach ha-peinu Mashiach Hashem. Right, and Yirmiyahu Hanavi reacted that this is Mashiach Hashem, right, he recognizes the fault of his ways, and we know the entire fourth parak of Eicha is a kina that Yirmiyahu wrote for Yoshio HaMelech. Read in the fourth parak, the entire parak is all about Yoshio HaMelech. Fine. The Zakenim went down from Yerushalayim, and they saw a oven's worth of plague. Ibailu, how big was it? Kamale Tanur Tfua, was it like the size of an oven full of grain? Odilma Ketanur Malepas, or a tanner full of bread. Bread was less amount. Because remember, bread here means like pizza. They used to make pizza by flattening it onto the inner walls of the oven. Straw, you could just fill up the oven. The bread that they used to put on the side of the oven, so it was lesser of amount. So how much did they see? So tashma, kamale pitana, like a whole one. V'yadayin tibay luchu, still, kikisuya de tanura, was it only enough to fill the opening? Oldeva kitar de rifta, or was it like rows of bread piled up? That reaches up to the oven mouth. So teku, that question is not answered exactly how much it was. Period. There also goes your tainus because the wolves ate or almost ate children. There was a case where two wolves ate two infants. But amazingly, they came out the other side, still intact. And they came in front of the rabbis. They were dead. But what's the halacha? Vitiros abasar. They said the basar is not tamemes. Why? Because it went through the animal. So this is basically considered just waste of the animal. It's not considered a person anymore. So there's no tamas mes. But vitimos watsamos. But they said the bones were tame. Because nothing happens to the bones. The bones went right in and right out. So the bones were still matame, but just not the flesh. The flesh was not Mitame. Rashi notes that it was in the Ze'ev for the Shas Ichul, for 3 days. It didn't come out for 3 days. That's why it gained the status of being the waste and not being part a human being anymore. Period. Al Eilu Masriyim b'Shabbos. On the following were Masriyah on Shabbos, which pasuk means Davin, we say Aneinu. The Rambam here, and the Nosei Kalim wonder where the Rambam gets this from. The Rambam says, Masrid here even means fasting. For these events, we fast on Shabbos. Which is unusual. Usually we only have a Tainus Chalom. But here we fast on Shabbos even. Tan Rabbana on Irshik, Yivu Anachrim, Onar, a city that's surrounded by enemies or a river. The Echad Svidah, Viteravis Bayam, or a boat at sea. The Echad Yachad Shinir, the Mabre Anachrim, Mabre Alistim. Somebody's being attacked. Mabre Ruach Ra. Or somebody has a demon that has been gone inside of him. It needs to be exorcised. Al kulan yachin rasha the sagim v'das mabatayness. Anybody could force himself into a tainus. Maybe it's where the Rambam gets it from because the Gemara uses this to explain Masriyin. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Ain hayachid rasha the sagim v'das mabatayness. No, you can't. Shemit tzarech lebrios veda brios merachmas alav. You're going to put yourself into a situation where people are going to have to help you out. You can't do that. You have to take care of yourself. Right, so you can't do that. Amar Rav Yudam Arav, my time under Rav Yosi, Tichsiv, Ahi Adam Lenefesh Chaya, Nishama Shenasati Becha Achiyayu. What I gave you, Chaya, you have to keep alive, you have to keep healthy. Right, similar to V'chai Bohem, similar to V'nispatem Omer Rav Shoseichem, so we have to take care of ourselves. We can't torture ourselves just because other people are in danger. Last section for today, Shimon HaTimni Omer Afal HaDever V'chulu, and the rabbis did not agree to him. Ibai Luhu, Lahodulu Chachabim B'Shabbos, did they not agree to Shimon HaTimni, and they said that you shouldn't do that on Shabbos, Aval B'chol Hodulu, but on a weekday they said yes. You have to take these extreme measures for Dever. O Dilma Lahodulu Klala, they didn't agree to him at all. Tashma Tatanya Masriya Ladever B'Shabbos, Vainsar Chlomer B'chol. The Tanakhama says we're Masriya even on Shabbos. Rav Chanan Bar Pitum, Talmidosh Rabbi Akiva, Mishum Rabbi Akiva Omer, a Masriya Ladever Kol Iker. No, Dever is not considered one of the plagues that you have to have this for. And therefore, they argue on him totally, not just on Shabbos. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Ba'al Kol Tzara, Ba'al Hashem, we will continue. Actually, just one more point. Just one last point. The Gemara says that by a Ruach Ra that goes into a person, Rashi says that's a Chashas Sakana. Chashas Sakana, and therefore you'll let him do whatever you want. The Shar Mitzion Balacha here, right, Bruan says, this is Pashto, seems to be against the Ramah then. The Ramah says in Arachayim, in Hilcha Shabbos, that someone who has a Ruach Ra in them is considered a Chola She'ein Bo Sakana. Not a chola she yishbo sakana. This Gemara sounds like it's a yishbo sakana. Do whatever you need. But the Ramah writes in Shin Chafches, in Sif Lamed Hey, that they have the status, also lahatis bechalava al misha nashav bo ruach ra, the less bo sakana. Less bo sakana. It has that ha'ara, important discussion, what's considered a chola she yishbo sakana and ain bo sakana. Okay, we'll stop here.